Harris, Kagris, Yavaka Beharis. That's the size of the gris above Michya, and in the Beharis is a Michya. Kadasha. And there's also the Seir Lavan Besecha Michya. And now what happens? Holcha Michya. So the Michya goes away. Tamei, it's still Tamei Mibnei HaSeir Lavan. The reason why it's still Tamei is because the Seir Lavan is still there. So you still have something there going to be Mitamei. Right, so just because there are two simonim, there's the mich and the seir lavan. So even though the mich went away, the fact that the seir lavan is still there, the meila is still tamei. Now let's say halach seir lavan. Let's say the seir lavan goes away, tamei bnei hamichya. Okay, so this is easy, right? I mean, not so easy, but one more line. Rabbi Shimon mitaher is in the first case. He is mitaher in the first case when the michya goes away, and you're left with the seir lavan. Why? The Beharis did not transform the white here. The white here was before. Even though the white here was in the Michya, basically, the white here being in the Michya does not count. It doesn't count. What's from the time of the person is the Michya, not the white here. Memela, when the Michya goes away, you left with the white here, so it's as if the white here was there before. Now, when the Michya goes away, we need the white here for the very first time. Right? We need to activate. They're sleeper cells. The white hairs are sleeper cells, which now need to be activated. They need to be activated when the Michya goes away. But it's too late for them to be activated because they were already there. White hairs are only metame and nega when the white hairs come afterwards. And being that in this case the white hairs were there before, it's too late for them to be effective. Does that make sense to you? You need the white hairs to be activated afterwards. Ordinarily, if a person is there's a beharis. So what is the simanim of the beharis? The white hairs. The white hairs have to come after the beharis. There is a beharis, and then white hairs arrive. So the white hairs are metame the beharis. If the white hairs were there before the beharis, then it's tar, it's not a nega. So in this case, it's not going to work. Because in this case, it's not going to. Because in this case, the white ears were there before. So it's not going to record, at least according to the sheet of Rebbe Shimon. Okay, now the next case is more complicated. The next case is Baheres. He. Just one second. Let's plug this in. Gonna plug this in. Before I lose juice. Before we lose juice. Okay, Vaita Baheres. Okay, next case. Baheres, hi umichyasa. Next case, we have a Baheres. Hi umichyasa. The Baheres. Hi, it. Umichyasa. And it's michya, kegris. You have the Baheres. Hi umichyasa, kegris. V'seir lav m'secha Baheres. So in this case, it's a little more complicated. Because in this case, what is the total size? The total size here is exactly 9. Is exactly now, ordinarily the Beharis needs to be 9 by itself, but we're going to be Meichel if the Michya is a Chelek of the Beharis, even though under ordinary circumstances the Shiur of the Beharis is 9. Correct? Even under ordinary circumstances the Shiur of the Beharis is 9, but if part of the Beharis is the Michya, then we're going to allow the Michya to be included in the 9. So really, in truth, you only have a Beharis of 8 because the Michya is 1. A Michya, a Gris, is 9 Adoshim. The Michya has to be at least the size of an Adoshim.
Okay, but this is the Michya. I mean, maybe it's 6 and 3.
Is that the case over here? Okay, I don't know. You probably, it doesn't make the same thing. You're right, it doesn't matter. Probably there's Lobazach. Okay, that doesn't matter. The point that matters over here is that the Miki is at least a Nadasha, and that the Gris together with the Michya is 9. That's what counts. What counts is that we have a grand total of 9. We have at least, we have a Michya in the center, and we have around the sides the Beheres, and the Beheres together with the Michya is a grand total of 9. And the michya is large enough to be a shir of a michya, which is at least 1 adash. So what? And what else do we have? Beheres. He michyas the kagdis. And there's also the seir love and sechah beheres. The seir love and the white here in the beheres. Everything is good. No, I'm sorry. The seir love and sechah beheres. And in this case, where is the seir love on? The seir love on, not like the previous part of the mishnah, the seir love on was in the michya. In this case, the seir love on is in where? In this case, the Seir Lavan is in the Beheres. In this case, the Seir Lavan is in the Beheres, not in the Michya.
And the Beheres is a minimum, we're saying now, of at least 8, right?
The Beheres, in total, is 9, including the Michya. The thing in its entirety is 9. It happens to be, and that 9 includes a michya, which is at least 1. The grand total is 9. And that's okay. Even though ordinarily we are familiar that you have to have a shiur of 9. However, we'll be very generous. If part of the 9 is a michya, that's also good. The michya can be part of the 9. We don't need there to be a total 9 of just plain, simple, pure Beheres. It is acceptable if we have a grand total of 9, and even if it's not a pure 9 of Beheres, as long as whatever you're missing is part of the Michli. So in this particular case, let's just say, if we make numbers very simple, there's 8 of Beheres and there is 1 of Michli. The 1 of Michli is in the center, and the reason why the 1 of Michli is not going to detract from the Shi'ur of the 9 of the Beheres is because the Michya is because that's the simen of the Beheres. And in addition to the Michya and the Beheres, there are 2 Sairos in the Beheres, not in the Michya. So now, what's the problem? What's the unique Chiddush of this halacha? In this halacha, the Chiddush is that when the 2 Sairos came into the Beheres, even though they came after the Beheres came into existence, but they only came upon 8/9 of a shear. Because since the time when the 2 hairs made their appearance, there was 1 adasha, one measure of adasha. Okay, so it doesn't make it, so for the adasha, as far as we're concerned, it doesn't make a difference. That doesn't make a difference. But we have to take into consideration, ultimately, we have to look into the future. Ultimately, we're going to need these 2 hairs to be the sole simin to be metame the beheres. And the rule is, when 2 Sairos come, they must come after there is a Beheres. In this case, the 2 Sairos came only after we have a grand total of 8. And ordinarily, you need the 2 Sairos to appear after you have a grand total of 9. Now, right now, at this moment, it doesn't make a difference, because right now, one of the missing one is the Michya. And the Michya, in and of itself, is going to be Metam of the Nega. Even though the Michya takes up part of the 9. That's the rules. Those are the rules. Follow the rules. The rules are there's 9, and you don't have to have 9. You have to have just a grand total of 9. If the Michya contributes to the grand total of 9, it's Tame. So right now, we don't really need to take into consideration the 2 Sairos at all. The 2 Sairos at this moment in time are totally irrelevant, because right now we have a grand total of 9. And in that 9, we have 1 Adosha of Michya. So we have a Beheres with a Simon Muvik of a Michya. It's a grand total of 9. The rules are a grand total of 9 is acceptable, and the nega is tame. But if now let's say 2 Sairos sprout, 2 white Sairos sprout in the Beheres, so let's just mark it down on the calendar. Mark it down in the ledger. In the ledger, that 2 Sairos appeared after the Beheres came into existence. And those, but we have to acknowledge those 2 Sairos only appeared when there was a Shi'ur of 8 of 9 of the Beheres, because the 2 Sairos are appearing in the Beheres, that they're not a chelik of the Michya. Even though the milk is not going to diminish the share of gnawing in order to the time than they get right now, but we have to acknowledge that the two sorrows are only making their appearance in 8/9 of this matzav. 8/9 of this matzav is Beharis. 1/9 is the Michia. The two sorrows right now really are relevant because we have the Michia. But what's going to happen now when the Michia disappears? When the Michia disappears, so now we're going to have to go want to be Metam and the Neg on the backup plan. Backup plan is we have over here two sorrows which appeared after the Beharis. Wait a minute. Who says we can use these two sorrows to be metame now when the Michia disappears and we have now total grand total of none of only Beharis, but the two sorrows will have to come after the Beharis. In this case, we go to the history books, these two sorrows only appeared after 8/9 of the Shear came about, but 1/9 of the Beharis only came about later. That will mean that the two sorrows preceded 1/9 of the Beharis. And that should maybe be an equal for being the time of the Nega. This is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is very makbid, he wants Shlemus. Shlemus, you gotta follow the rules. You gotta follow the rules. You can't have any room for deviation. No room for deviation. Spike protein has to conquer the entire spectrum, not just one gene. Because one gene, there'll be a mutation, there'll be another one, there'll be another one, there'll be another one. And in fact, when you only to protect from one, that in fact triggers there to be a mutation before, which means the vaccine is the one that is what is causing the mutations. And the people who have the vaccine, they are killing everyone, not the unvaccinated. That's a total lie. There's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. This is the greatest lie. Lie, 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 lie. There's a retzicha of the vaccinated. In Eretz Yisrael, we have now 14 people who took the third dosage. They're sitting in the hospital now from the third dosage. They got corona from the third dose. Yep, it gets worse and worse. The lies are so outrageous. Unbelievable. I don't know if you read the news. You gotta follow the real news, not the fake news. Unreal how they stuff down people's throats, these lies. Listen, someone was telling me on Shabbos, you know, you have to take the vaccine, people are going to die, you're going to die. I said, I know it'll make you very happy, I know. I'll die, don't worry, I'll die. I'll die one way or another. Take the vaccine, don't take the vaccine. I'll die. You'll be happy, don't worry. You'll be happy. If you don't take the vaccine, you'll die. If you take it, you'll also die. So what's the difference? Weiter in the Mishnah. That's a Shita. Rishim b'cheres hi b'chiyos k'agdis v'seh lov v'seh b'cheres v'hol chal v'michya t'meh mil t'seh lov v'holach seh lov. Now we go to a nai unfang. Let's say the seh lov goes away. That's easy. Everyone agrees that principle that if the seh lov goes away, have michya, fine. Rabbi Shimon is mitad. This is what I explain. Rabbi Shimon is mitad because of neshloi hafah chatu baheres kagris.
But hang on a second. So in that case, the michi goes away. The say a lovan is in the baheres. So that's not a problem. Even Rabbi Shimon says it's not, right?
Even Rabbi Shimon.
But say it's tamei in that first case. The second case of halach say a lovan. I think Rabbi Shimon is going on that scenario.
He's going only on the Michi. On the Michi, the first case. Rabbi Shimon Mitaher is going back, rather, the Rav says, going back on the first case, on the case of the Michi.
We have two times in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says Mitaher.
And both of them, he's only going back on the case when the Michi disappears. Both, each time we say case number one, case number two, and each time that he says Matar is going back on the case when the Michia disappears, and all you are left with are the two Cyrus. The Michia disappears, you're left with the two Cyrus, and he says it's Tar. In the first case, the reason why it's Tar is because those two Cyrus were there before the Michia, before the Beharis appeared in that spot. They were... The first part of the mission was when the two Cyrus were in the Michia. In the second part of the mission, the two Cyrus was in the Beharis spot. But in both cases, Rabbi Shimon is Metaher. Because in both cases, different aspects to this approach, the two Syros were before the Baharis. The two Syros must come after the Baharis. In both of these instances, the two Syros was before the Baharis. If the two Syros are in the Michya, so it's Mamish, the Mamish came literally before the Baharis, because they were in the Michya, there were two Syros there in that spot, and then that spot became Baharis. In the second part of the Mishnah, even though indeed the two Hairs came after the Baharis, but they only came after 8/9 of the Baharis. 1/9 of the Baharis appeared afterwards.
Rabbi Shim does admit,
he does admit, let's say in the place of the Ser Lavan there's a Gris. In other words, let's say we're starting out with a Nega that has 10. We have the Baharis is 9, and the Adosha in the side is 1, for a grand total of 9. And then two Syros appear in the Baharis. So now two Syros made their appearance after 9. And then the Michya goes away. And now we have a total of 10 Baharis, which means that the two Syros still appeared before 1/10. The two Syros still appeared before 1/10 of the Baharis. But it doesn't matter, because at least the two Syros appeared after 9/10. And that's all we need. All we need is 9/10. When the two Syros appeared, they already was a Gris, Shehu Tamei, then the Negas Tamei, because the two Syros appeared after 9/10.
Okay, let's go.
You explain it so beautifully that when Mashiach comes and the Kohanim and all the Levim are going to be trying to learn it, and someone actually.
No, don't worry. There'll be someone else. Don't worry. First of all, it's very kind of you to say I explain it nicely. Don't worry. It's about politics. It doesn't matter if you explain it nicely. Chaim Berlin, they don't like the Hebrew that I placed it. I'm not accepted there. Never was accepted there. Let's go weiter. Let's talk Lashon Hara. So much Lashon Hara. I'm going to Gehenna. The Ganze Gehenna is not going to be big enough for me. Everyone's going to love me. You know why? Because I'm going to take up the whole Gehenna and there'll be no room for anyone else.
Don't be such a bad guy.
It's true. You're not... You're not on a madrega to be so. What do you say? There's another guy told me the same thing. Don't think yourself so much that you're so important. Okay, weiter. Let's now go weiter.
It's Chodesh El, we have to keep the Lashon Hara down to a minimum.
Okay, so let's chaz the Mishnah one more time, then we'll do the Rav. Let's do the Rav now. Baharis Kagris. There's a Baharis, kind of the beginning of the Mishnah said, in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Zolbazach, the beginning of the Mishnah, when it says that it means also this total of 10. Baharis Kagris, Beloy Mikoy Michya. There's a Baharis Kagris, so the Rav right away says the grand total is the number 10. We are not including the Michya. The Hainu Tesha Adosha is a Baharis, 9 lentils of Baharis, the Adosha Achas Michya, for a grand total of 10. And we only really need 9. Eser Adosha is Benakol. So now, just because you have 9, it's not going to help you, because you have to have a Simon Muvok. What is the Simon Muvok in this particular instance? The Michya. Dos is given the Simon Muvok. So we're in business. But in addition, we have a backup Simon Muvok. Inside the Michya, Ashtay Cyrus. So just in case this engine fails, there's another engine that will carry us to our destination. And those are the Shtei Syros. Problem is, the Shtei Syros have to be turned on after the emergency. If the Shtei Syros were turned on before, then it's not going to be good. So that's going to be the whole Shaila of you. We have Gris, Hein Teisha Adoshais, Umichya Ein Pochas Me Adosha, V'chol Hechad Detanin and Beharis, Every time it says Baheres Huadin L'Shaar Maris Chalokos Upis Suchois, the Zelbazach applies to other Maris. There are Chalukos that are smooth, or Upis Suchois that are intermingled. That means they're diminished, the shtickle, right? They're different colors, lesser color. What? Okay, next. And now it says Valcha Michi. The Michi goes. The Michi goes Shabah Nega Alam Bekaimah. What happens when it says the michi goes away? So the rabbi is very careful. What it means that the michi goes away, it doesn't mean the mamish goes away. It means it goes away, but it means that it just doesn't just. It means that it's the beheres overtakes it. So now the ganze zach, the ganze welt, the chisas kol haaretz, the ganze welt is filled with beheres. We have now 10 beheres. And then so now what is halacha? So halacha over here is So the Tanakhama says backup plan. You're still telling me because they are shtei sairos, according to the Tanakhama. Let's say the other way around, the shtei sairos go away. Who cares about the shtei sairos? Shtei sairos is just the back. If the backup doesn't work, we don't need the backup of the ikar is going. Holach seir lavan, shenoshar oyhofach l'shochar. If the seir lavan goes away, which means it falls away, or it turns black, so it's going to be tummy. Then we come to the Shitas Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon is only going back on the case of the Michya. Aholcha Michya Koi. He's only going back on the case when the Michya disappears. You cannot use the Shtei Cyrus as your backup. You know why? Sheloi HaFochatu Beheres. Because it's not the Beheres that brought about the transformation. It's not the Beheres that brought about the transformation. What brought about the transformation is... What brought about the transformation is before the Michya. Shloi hafachatu haberes. Shasher lovan kodam libaheres shal mokoy mikoyim hamichya. The place of the Michya, there already was two hears. So now when the Beheres overtakes that mokoyim, the two hears came before the Beheres. Then we go to part B of the Mishnah. Okay, he's not explaining part B of the Mishnah. Part B of the Mishnah is going when you have a grand total of exactly 9. Exactly 9. So you do not have sufficient gris in its own right. But it doesn't matter. You can combine gris with michya to make number 9. That's part B of the Mishnah. Part B of the Mishnah in it of itself is the Chiddush. I don't think the average person in Avnium would know this. You stop the average person in Avnium, you go and you say to them, listen, you have a gris, you have a baheres, that's and inside is the michya. Grand total of 9. Is it tamei? Or I'm telling you, it's not. I'll prove you it's not. You need 9. Maskim, I'll say to the Gana Avinyam, you need 9, right, for Beheres. Do you have 9? You don't have 9, you only have 8. So the Michya can't be 7. You're wrong. You're wrong. Go back to pre-1A. Go back to kindergarten. Go back to Head Start. You're wrong. You don't have a right to walk down Avenue M, like a big macha here. An Askin over here. An Aaron, go walk over here. A ghosting. Thank you, Hashem. You have no right to go do this. I'm Oretz Doraisa. The halach is, if you have a grand total of 9 plus 8 plus 1, on the outside is the Beheres, and inside it's Mitzdarif. It's a Simon Muvok, Tomei. And in this instance, we have Shtei Sairos, where? Not in the Michya, but in the Beheres. And now the Michya goes away, according to the Tanakhama. Good enough, Tomei. Backup. The backup is good enough. Whoever said that the Shtei Sairos has to come after the Ganze Zach. It's enough if it comes after 8/9, or maybe a more Lombus, another Lombus of art. It's good enough. Don't be so didactic. Don't be so didactic. You just take the vaccine. Don't be so didactic. Don't worry. If you die, don't worry. There's Gehenna. Don't worry. There's Gehenna in this world, and in the next world. You'll get your Gehenna one way or another. Don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. You'll better suffer as, you know, it's a quicker death with the vaccine than to suffer. Suffer out here in this world. So that's according to the Tanakhama. And what about the other way? The other way is simplistic. If the two white hairs go away, who cares about the two white hairs? They didn't do anything else anyway. They were just baggage. Along comes Rabbi Shimon in the next part of the Rav. Shaloi hafachatoi beheres kagris. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says that in this case there's only 8/9. Shesear lavan kodam lebeheres kagris. The white here came before the beheres of the full blown size of the gris. The makom hamichya halachayichasa gris. The makom of the michya. The place of the Michya was Chosar Michya Gris, was less than the Gris. Right? So, now the Michya, you didn't have 9. The Makama Michya, which means over here, it took away from the Gris. When it says it was chosar, I don't think it doesn't mean that the michya itself is less than the gris. It means the makom hamichya.
It means that you needed the beharis to make 9.
Right. You need the beharis to make 9. Right. You need the beharis to make 9. The makom hamichya ha yichosam gris. V'chanam iloy poliger b'shemin ela halacha michya ve'ein halacha k'rebi shemin. We don't pass like Rebbe Shimon. Okay, let's go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin. Baheres uba michyo upisyon. New case. We have a Baheres. And in the Baheres we have a michyo, we have a pisyon. Ah. So we have two milas. Two givaldige milas. The guy is where obviously the first week there was nothing. The first week all there was a Baheres, and there was no sin mavuk. You come back the second week. Ah, jackpot, strike it rich. You got 2 miles now. Now you got a beheres, and they have pisyoin. So there are two reasons to send this guy off to Mukhlat land. Alice in the Mukhlat land. They're going to rewrite, when Mashiach comes, they're going to read all the nursery books. Alice in Mukhlat land. And Jack and the muskar stalk.
Jack and the demai stalk.
Baheres uba michya baheres uba michya pisyon. Halcha michya. Now the michya goes away. Gevaldik. Tamei mibnei hapisyon. The pisyon in it of itself is enough to maintain the tuma. Halcha pisyon. Tamei mibnei hamichya. V'chein b'ser lavan u'pisyon. Let's say you have a ser lavan and you have pisyon. Come back the second week.
So this case is
b'heres, ser
lavan and pisyon, there is no
michya. No, the second case. The second case is v'chein, the same halacha applies b'ser lavan u'pisyon. You have two reasons why the time of the nega. Number one is a ser lavan, and number two, this pisyon. And this is what happened on the second week. The first week was just the Baharis. You come back the second week, and there are two reasons to be mitam. Number one is a sale lovin, and number two is because it was pisyon. And then you come back in week 3, or whatever, you call the Kohen, and you tell the Kohen, guess what? The sale lovin went away. Sonny boy, I'm sorry to hear that. The sale lovin went away. It's still time because of the pisyon. Well, let's say the pisyon retreats. The nega retreats. The command officer gives a ruling handing down from the Pentagon, retreats. The seal lovin is still there. It still remains tummy. Let's see the Rav. Before we go further, get more complicated. Rav over here says, Baheres uba michya pisyon. We have 2 zachen. We have the michya and the pisyon. Baheres kagris. Givaldik. Vihiskiroi. Mamish the playbook. We're following the playbook. Well, it was so sure matzah by michya upisyon. You come back the chlita, you come back the second week, and alamilas. It's the best minuga in Lakewood. He has alamilas. The best alamilas, all 3. Tell a guy, this guy is the best bacher in Lakewood. He has pisyon, shteisaris, and a michya. Alamilas. Shteisaris. Fine. Shteisaris, Michya. You have to figure out some Jewish what this means over here. It's the best bracha. Says about Shabbat brachas.
said, Rabbi Silas, this boche is the best boche in Lakewood. It's mamish muchlat. It's mamish muchlat. It's grass for the muska. Grass the muska. It's mamish muchlat. It's the Silas. Michie. Pissioin. Alamilas. What a shirach. I guarantee you, even the chosen won't know what you're talking about. And they will be smiling and shaking their head. Boy said, ah, you got here a diamond. The best debauch in Lakewood. Shtesaris, pissyoin, michia. What could you want from me? What could you want?
They're
getting pissyoin confused with Hakovas Adas. Hakovas Adas. You're going to try that one day. It's talking very interesting. Very interesting. It's like Fauci. Fauci, get up there and say whatever lies he wants. Baheres uba michye upisyon holcha michye mitzmeh b'nei hapisyon. Fine. So listen to Rav. Rav here says, Baheres uba michye upisyon. Baheres is like this. V'yisgiroi. Well, it was so sure, what's the michye upisyon v'chlita? And after 1 week, you come back and you find there a michye and a pisyon v'chlita. Holcha michye. Let's say the michye went away. K'goyin shabo lecha nega. Let's say the michye.
When is the
Yud Aleph mishum pisyon tzach lefarish heskirei. Also, saying why was there hesker? Why was there hesker? You just explained the reason why there was this. The week number two, this was week number one. There was nothing. The fact that it says this pisyon means it would have this hesker.
Right.
Okay, so there's hesker. So seven, right, day seven, not before day seven. Baheres, Gris, Viskidoi, Livsaif, Shavua, Motza, by Mikya, Upisyoin, Vikitoi. Holcha, Miklet, the Mikha goes away. Now, Kagoin Shabo, Oleha, Hanega, Tome, Hoha Nega, Kagoin Shabo, Leha Nega, Tome, Holcha, Shabo, Leha Nega, means the Nega overcame the Mikya. Now the Nega spread and it covered where it used to be the Mikya. What is the halacha? Tame, habaheres remnei hapisyon. Because of the... Wait a minute. Holcha michya k'goin shabo olecho hanega. Okay, fine. So the michya went away, period. Tame habaheres, the reason why he's still tame, remnei hapisyon. Just because you lost, you don't have a backup. You have two simonim. The michya is the ikar, it seems. It seems the way the Rav is reading the Mishnah is that there's an ikar simon and there's a tofel simon. The ikar simon is the michya, and the tofel simon is the pisyon. So once we get rid of the, even though the michya goes bye bye, the pisyon, fine. So therefore, even though shabala negav tamei beres b'mnei pisyon. Now let's say pumfakert. Let's say holacha pisyon. The pisyon went away. Kigoin shekonsa habaheres v'chazal ligris. Let's say the pisyon disappeared. Okay, nachamol holacha pisyon. The pisyon disappeared. Goin shenichnas shekonsa habaheres. Shekonsa habaheres v'chazeres v'chazal ligris. Fine, it went back. It just retreated. The nega retreated to its original size. It's still tame because of the michya. No problem. V'chein.
But the nega has not changed. The kohen is seeing him now on day 14.
Right. So it just retreated. It retreated. The nega retreated. There's no longer pisyon.
Correct.
And the nega is the original way it was on day 7. It's basically the way it was on day 7. On day seven, you had two things. On day 7, you had pisyon and you had michya. Now on day 14, the pisyon retreated, so all you have left now is michya.
Right. So the kohen should make him tar then. Because the nega didn't get the pisyon is gone and the michya hasn't changed.
So he's tar because of the michya.
But I thought
the michya is a simen muvok. No, the michi is always mitame. A michi is always mitame. It's a similar to Shtei Cyrus.
No, the only thing that you wait is the only thing you wait is the pisyon. The pisyon, if it's here for 2 weeks, is tahar. The michya is always matami. Michya is always matami.
So as long as the michya is there, he's always matami.
Absolutely.
So the michya is there for a month. He's coming to
Hadolka. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, weiter. So holach hapisyon, and v'chein seil lovin the pisyon, im holach ha'echot tamei b'mnei hasheni. Okay, that concludes this part of the Mishnah. Now we go to the next part of the Mishnah. Let happens if holcha. Let's say holcha v'chazra b'soiv shavua, harei hi kimo shachayis rav, holcha v'chazra b'soiv shavua k'goin, shezgiroi ala beheres k'gris. The holcha habaheres beemso shavua, it disappears. Uvesoiv shavua chazra, harei kimo shachaitza umaskiroi haskesh. This is an entirely different halacha. Okay, this halacha is not this halacha. Is an entirely new din. This is not related to anything we're learning over here. Stama, so you say. You have a nega, and the nega, they have a nega kigris, and there's no simonim, there's no shtei cyrus, there's no mechia, and they put him in hesker, and on day two, the entire nega completely disappears. And on day five, it reappears. So therefore, it's ki'ilu never disappeared. Holcha v'chazra b'sev shuva harei kimo shachaisa, and whatever halach applies. So therefore, you lock him up a second week. Nachum ol the rab one more time. Holcha v'chazra b'sev shuva k'goyin, shezgiroi al beheres k'gris. You lock the beheres k'gris, v'holcha beheres b'yem sa shuva, v'sev shuva chazra harei kimo shachaisa, maskira ha'es k'sheni. Fine. Let's say li achar hapitur terek kitachila. This also nothing related. Let's say we learned this before also. Let's say the kohen says your potter. The nega disappears. So if you disappear, let's say your potter. Now let's say a week later the nega reappears exactly the way it was before. So we do not say, oh, it's pisyon. Therefore you tummy immediately. No. Once you get your pitur from the Kohen, therefore, we start all over again. It'll be another 2 weeks of Hesker. We start all over again. So now, Holcha v'chazra b'sav shavua, k'goyin shezkiroi al beheres, k'gris, Holcha v'heres b'emsa shavua, v'sav shavua chazra, harei k'moshe k'esha hoysa, v'skiroi ha'kesha sheni. La'achar ha'pitur, d'ara, d'ara, yisa ha'koyin, b'sav shavua, k'esha holcha lo, when it disappeared, anu patroi, okay, on the next page, page Lamid, page 30, Upatroi, im achrechen chazra. If it returns afterwards, teira'e batachila, we make believe that it's something fresh. There's nothing like a fresh bagel. Vaita. Vahai chazra. Hai chazra. When it says here chazra, what does this mean, chazra? Hai nubi b'kai ma'od ishoin. It's in the original location. Ibn Mamak Macher. Im kena rei zu b'heres acheres. Poshet. V'vodim pshutim ad moed if there's a nega in a different location on a skin that's going to be called a different nega. And of course it's going to require a whole new series of steps. The chidish of it is that it returns exact to its original location. Mach zera tolo yoshna. Then we're going to say, even then we're going to say it's a naya din. So it's a new din. Okay, fine. Okay, weiter the Mishnah. I have to get a cup of coffee. I can't keep my eyes open. Cannot keep my eyes open. I went to sleep very, very late yesterday. I don't know why, for no reason. I got very early today, down Rosh Chodesh, and now I'm suffering from this.
Give me 1 second up front, okay?
All right.
Give me 1 second. I'll be back in a minute. Hold on.
Okay, so over here,
the last piece of the Mishnah,
Hoysa Aza, Venases Keha. Let's say it was Aza. Okay, Hoysa Aza, Venases Keha, Keha Venases Aza, Harehi Kemosha Hoysa. Rav. Okay, let's go back over here to the Rav before. Let's go back to the Rav before. We did it. Hoysa Aza, Keshele Kishiskiroi. Venases Keya, Besaif Shavua Harish, at the end of the first week, when you come back, going to say the Oikikrum, the Krum Beitza. Oisha Hoysa Kikrum Beshas Hesker, Venases Aza Keshelek, Besaif Shavua Rishain, Harehi Kemosha Hoysa Utuuna Hesker Shane. You need another Hesker. Kemoi Omad Beinav, Uvulvad, Shalaitis Ma'et, Me Arba Omarois, Shem Nismata. May Arba Maros Poitra Miyad Vitahar. Okay, let's go read the original Mishnah. Hois Azav Nas Kea Kevin As Azah Hare Kemosha Hois Vach Smai Me Arba Marois. Next, Konsa Upa Sesa. Posesa. It's a hard word. That's not like a Balkriya word. You send one of those words they have in the Torah somewhere. One of those hard words. We have to pronounce it correctly. Possessor, because we do not differentiate between a sin and a saf. This word is a moiridic word. Go ask the people on Avenue M, can you read this word for me, please? How do you read this word? First of all, it's a shvano. Okay, that's number one. Get that wrong, we're going to send you back to where you came from, to your maker. And the next question is, after you'll read it correctly, that it's a shvano, pa. Excuse me, what did you say? You said a double sin or a double suf? In my ears, it sounded exactly the same, those two syllables. They look different to me in the book. Don't tell me they sound the same. What do you think this is? This is Hebrew? What is going on over here? Pa, se, sa. What's going on over here? How do you pronounce this? Send you back to school to learn how to read. Okay, Konisa Ufasisa, Pasisa. Why is the first one Ufasisa with a Fe and the second one with a Pe? Because the second one comes after a Hey. So, what are the letters? What are the rules? What are the letters? That's the beginning. But the next word is pasisa. It comes after beged kefes, beged kefepepe. Unless
beged kefes barosh hamila.
Barosh hamila. Unless.
Unless it's preceded by one of the vowels.
Ufasisa, uvine. It's not ubine. It's uvine, but it's bine Yisrael. It's Bnei Yisrael. How's Orion doing? You hear anything about him? They disappeared off the face of the earth, these people. All right. Let's see over here, the Rav. So the Rav, we say, Harei Kemosh Chayu, next. Vulvad, the second list of Elash, let us smite me, Arba, Marba, the ready. Konesel Fasa, Heicha de Hiskida, Bebeheres Kegris. We lock the guy up. When you have a beheres the size of gris, uvesayv shvur konsa, it retreats. The achar kach pasasa, and afterwards pasasa. Afterwards it spreads. Es mekayim hakinus velo yoiser. Oyshe pasasa besayv shvur viachar kach konsa es mekayim hapisyon velo yoiser. Exactly where it was. It retreats to exactly where it was. So here, Machlekes, so the halacha of Rabbi Akiva is metame, chum metadim, became metame, shrei posa, vacham metadim, shein ze pisyon, that's not called pisyon, ela hayi kemosha haisa, the Kamashaisa the E Koi Besav Shua Rishon, it remains Besav Shua Rishon, Maskira Heska Shani, the E Koi Besav Shua Shani, Poitroi Vitahar Nachma. Go back to the verse. Kanasa, wait, what is Kansa? Kanasa is what week? Kanasa is Kansa, Hecha the Heskida Beheris Kagris. Well, Besav Shua, the Rav, Besav Shua, the 1 week, Kansa. Okay, so after 1 week it's Kansa, therefore you're Tahar. Kansa, and then after day seven, on day seven it was Kansa. So that means he's Tahar, right? On day seven it was Kansa. How is Hechad Yiskir Beber is Kiris? Besav Shua Kansa. Okay, so he's a free man. And now, all of a sudden, but it's still there, there's still something there. Then it returns exactly where it was to on day 7. On day 14, even though he's a free man, after day 7, he comes back a week later, and look at this, it returned to where it was on day 1. Okay, day 14, or day 13. Is day 1, you don't really need day 13. Because it's now a new thing, and there's no 7 days for this. If on day 1 it's a certain size, and we do not have Simon and Mufokim, it's not for me. That's my sister. Okay, whenever they call my house phone, it rings on my phone. I don't know how to tell if they're calling my cell phone, they're calling the house. I never bothered to figure out how to make that differentiation. But I know from who's calling, they're calling for my sister, not calling for me. I only get two types of calls, spam and for other people. No one's ever calling for me. Baruch Hashem. I'm very happy like this. Truth, I am. Vaita. Or
it spread after 1 week, so he's a mamish a muchlat.
Okay, so therefore there are two different cases. I'm assuming this is the case. Case number one is he has a nega on week. He has a nega, exactly the size of a gris. And then is that taka true? Kigris? Yeah, it says kigris, exactly a gris. Oh, a gris! Hesker. Comes back a week later. So he has a nega on day number one. On day number one, there is a nega. And then they put him away in Heska. And day 7 he comes back and Nega has become less than the size of less than its original size. Less than the gris. He's definitely Tahar. Now let's say at some point in time, all of a sudden, the Nega never disappeared. Wait, but I thought we said once he's Potter, it's right. Only when you say he's Potter, only when it disappears entirely. Only when it disappears entirely. This halach that we just said before, that if a nega you potter, you get a star patur. If the army gives you a star patur and then there's a new nega, it's a nayadin, you start all over. That's only when it disappears entirely. But if it does,
I said that the nega can do whatever it wants, but it's telling them when the coin comes seeing on day 1, day 7, and day 13. That's in the coin season. So
but so that's we're going with that. Exactly. On day number one, there's a gris. Then on day seven, if on day seven there's nothing there entirely, zero, then he's tar. Now let's say all of a sudden, let's say on day 10, in that same spot the nega reappears. That's a new nega. Once you get a patur, it's all over, fresh. But that's only when it completely disappears. Let's say on day 7, it doesn't completely disappear. It just becomes smaller than the size of a gris. You're tahar, but you're not potter.
A din patur means it has to completely disappear. I'm assuming that to be correct. Because we learned about that before, that if it spreads later on, you're talking instantly. We learn later on. So over here, the Kohen says you're tar. You're done. And now, it comes back. But it only comes back to exactly the way it was before. It doesn't go mashu more than what it was before. So this is machlekes. Is this called, when it retreats and it comes back, is this called a pisyon? When it goes back to exactly where it was before? Or do we say, no, in order for it to be a pisyon, it has to be more than when it was before? What is called pisyon? When it says in the Torah that we know that you become tamei on the pisyon on week number two, is a pisyon relative to the starting point? Or is a pisyon relative to the last inspection? You're a doctor, right? So when you measure progress, is the progress measured based upon from when you your first appointment with me? Or is you came to me and we got a problem and there was fluctuation, and now when we're going to measure progress, it's relative to your last appointment, not relative to the beginning of our meeting.
But the nega has to disappear entirely, even if it shrinks, right? Even if it shrinks, the person is still coming.
No, it has to be less than the gris.
It has to be less than
the... I don't think it has to disappear. In order for the person, or no, in order for it to be called a neg, it has to be a gris. Yes. If it's less than a gris, it's a nothing.
Okay, fine. So, right. So if it goes from more than a gris to less than a gris, so it would be like going from 1 to 0.
Right. It's, okay, fine.
It is binary. It's on off.
Okay. Okay, let's say inside. There's probably more to it. Let's see. So the console pasht, one more time, the Rav. Heicha de hiskiroi, where you did hesker, baba heres, kigris, kedu is hesker. Baba heres, kigris, uvisoiv shavua konsa, it got smaller. The achar kach, at a later point in time, pasisa es mekoyim hakinus. It restored, but it only came back to its original location from the very, very beginning. V'lo yoyser. Now it's case number two. Case number two is oisha pasisa b'soiv shavua, so it's mamash muchlat. It's pasta b'soiv shavua. The achar kach konsa es mekoyim ha-pisyoin. And then you call up the koyin, let me go home now. I'm no longer a muchlat because now it shrunk. But where did it shrink to? It only shrunk, retreated to the location where it was originally, not less than originally before the pisyon. So there's a very fundamental case of what it's called retreating. What is halacha? So this is the machlokes. Rabbi Akiva metame, he holds tame shaharei pasa. He holds it in both of these cases. The person is tame because he's. I mean, one is a kula, one is a chumra. That's what's bothering me over here. Let's see over here, Taisyam, the Tesva. Muchacham will show the rights of Lamad Rabbi Akiva, Mitame, the Yachlet. The Chay Midkasacham Yaskid, Muchach, the Rabbi Akiva, Yachlet. The Kosham, we must listen to the Kamon, the Tsachin, the Aram, the Legoris, the must listen to the Kamon, Klal. The Harashka, this is over my head. Let's we can't stress too much in my little head. Let's just see what it is. Rabbi Akiva is Mitame, why? Shari Pasa, wait, let's review both cases. The first case, it was poishet, it was pistoed, it retreated, and then it came back exactly where it was originally. Tamei, you're tamei. And what about the second case? In the second case, also you're tamei. It spreads, and then it comes back to where it was originally. Doesn't matter. Coming back to where it was originally, in that case, also considered to be pistoed. He could. Okay, let's see the Chachamim. Let's just see. The Chachamim is the Chachamim Tadim.
So, according to Rabbi Akiva, the bottom line is that it was never ever less than a gris.
Right.
So you never lost
its Talmudic status. The Chachamim Tadim, Sha'ein Zep Pisyon, Ela Harehi Kimosha Hoysa. If now the second week, paitroi, vitar. It's not cool, it's nothing. All right, you have to look at the farshim. Okay, let's look over here. Now this Mishnah, let's chaz the Mishnah first. There's a lot of stuff in this Mishnah. There are three parts to this Mishnah. The first part is very, and the third part is very complicated. Let's chaz the Mishnah first, chaz the Mishnah. Baheres, we have Baheres, Uba Michya, Upisyon. We have a Baheres, and in the Baheres we have two things. We have the Michya and the Pisyon. Halacha Michya, Tavei Mishnah Mimnea Pisyon. Halacha Pisyon, Tavei Mimnea Michya. The Chayim B'Seh Love and the Pisyon. You have these two things. One goes, you have the other one. Fine. Now we start a whole new halacha that's mamish, nothing to do with the previous halacha. So this is very easy. Stamazoi, if the nega fluctuates in the middle of the week, doesn't make a difference. The only thing that counts is day 1 and day 7, or day 7 and day 14. Halcha v'chazur. Now, that's what he's saying. Now I understand. The case of halcha v'chazur, b'sof shavua, l'chayra is the zel b'zach.